Hello and good night, everybody. My name is Shaheen, and I'm really excited that you're here tonight. This is going to be one of those nights that you will remember forever in terms of connecting with something deeper. If you're here, you're already connected with the Jerianics, higher human potential, life passions, and thought patterns evaluation. So the chances are that you're here because you've already discovered some of the patterns about yourself, and you have a thirst or curiosity to go to the next level with whichever part of your life it is that you're working with. Tonight I'm going to present you with six different elements. At the beginning, I'm going to speak to you a little bit about zone one, some of the patterns you've already discussed and talked about, some of the stuff that you've already taken in the evaluation. If you haven't taken the evaluation while I'm speaking with you, you can do that if you like. Then I'm going to do a short meditation with you so that you can get into the zone and to create a healing for the zone that you're already dealing with, which is zone one in this particular night that I'm speaking. After that, I'm going to speak to you a little bit about I'm going to teach you a technique on how to help you release powerful black bags or projections or shadows that are sitting inside the subconscious so that you could be more free, more liberated, and be able to head towards the things that matters most to you and get more grounded, ground your dreams and bring it down to manifestation and reality, which means better relationships, more money, more prosperity, more abundance, more connections in your life, more resources, and more importantly, bringing that space where your happiness, it all really boils down to happiness. You have more happiness, right? Because really, think about it. Happiness is the alignment between our focus and our behaviors. So if I can help you do that, I'd feel really good about what I've done tonight. And then afterwards, for those who stick around, I'm going to give away some gifts. I'm going to give away 10 spots I've opened up 10 sessions that I want to give away as a gift for those of you who are interested and for the elite that want to make that change, make that leap to another space in their own reality. And I'm also going to show you a special offer of how you can get my 7-zone Jerianics complete home study program, which is about 9 hours of home study program. It's approximately an hour and 15 minutes focusing on each zone, which can help you bring massive balance and shift to all of the zones. I'm going to introduce you to that program, tell you more about it. And for those of you who stay to the end, I'm going to give a limited amount of coupons, one of which you can use to get the complete program, which is about $300 for free as a gift. And for the rest of you that use the coupons, you'll be able to use that offer to get up to 80% off. So that's a huge thing that I'm giving away tonight, but you got to stay to the end in order to get that. Some of the information I'll be speaking about, you'll see it in some of the visuals below. So keep attention to that, and I'll be putting links on the right or left-hand side of the page. If you haven't taken the Jerianics 7-zone evaluation, you could do that while I speak. Just click upstairs. You see on the top, you'll see 7-zone evaluation. I think it's definitely worthwhile to do that. And most of the people that are online right now, as I see, we have more than approximately 250 people online. It seems like a majority of the people that are online have already taken the Jerianics evaluation. So thank you for doing that. Thanks so much for being involved. So let's begin. And I'm very excited that you've joined me tonight for this breakthrough that we're going to have together with a powerful focus on thought patterns and life passions of the Zone 1 members. So it's really exciting to get together because me and you know, as we're talking, that we've already honed in that we're dealing with the zone one, which is about roots, foundation, strength, standing on your two feet, being able to manifest that which you already have in your higher consciousness, and being able to deal with the everyday practical life issues that come up, and to be able to not only just to deal with it or get by, but to actually thrive with passion. So as you know, so all of us that are listening to this particular group have been already kind of handpicked, and we've already taken the evaluation. And if you haven't taken the evaluation, I recommend you do it right away. That you know you belong to a zone one category, and
We know what it's like. You know, if your zone one is weak, a lot of manifestation issues start to show up in your life. So the benefits of this program, the Jedionics community just coming together, is that first of all, the evaluation has already or will help you to get unstuck more than anything. Explore roadblocks to your hidden life passions and thought patterns. And more importantly, help you discover your potential, detect your life purpose, or those hidden professional talents. Many of the reports that I've been getting is about people just becoming a magnet for more abundance, prosperity, wealth of life. And when I say wealth, it doesn't just mean money, but it's just the wealth of life all in general. Breaking through limiting beliefs, unwanted memories, collapsing negative anchors. And, you know, there's so much we can do to eliminate those fears and phobias that are getting in the way and creating that roadblock for us. Obviously, building self-worth and being more confident, discovering your subconscious love languages, eliminating addictions, releasing weight, achieving professional victory, boosting yourself in sports. If you're an actor, your actor ability can definitely be boosted by getting in touch with that part of yourself. And you can also learn to become a great public speaker because it's really, really connected when your core is at peace and your levels of confidence come to that grounded area. Many things shift and the way you speak and the way you hold yourself changes. So I've already talked about this, that if your zone one is strong, then you're in a state where you love your career and get rewarded for being so good at it, because you constantly validate that what you're good at and do more of it, and place yourself in situations where you do more of what you love to do and pretty much assign that which doesn't apply to you to others because you value yourself and you allow others to go forward with what they need to go to. So, you know, you might find that everybody envies you for your uncanny ability to make, save, and invest, whether it's money or whatever it is that you're able to put together to build your assets for life, relationships, and everything around you. You'll always find more, you'll have more than enough to go. And that's an important piece. And you'll be able to do that without feeling guilty afterwards. So all of that applies when you're strong in your zone one, which is the root chakra, and also applies to the sphere of Malchut, or self-mastery, in the learnings of Kabbalah. Now, you always feel wanted and loved by your friends and family, and you feel good about yourself when you look in the mirror, both physically and emotionally. These are all when you're strong in zone one. But if your zone one is weak or closed, then you'll tend to get stuck in unfulfilling and unrewarding careers or relationships. You never seem to have enough, whether it's money or resources, which leaves you worried and in debt. And when I said debt, it doesn't apply just to money. It applies to being in debt in your relationship. When you feel like people take advantage of you, or when you give, you're not getting back, or when you are supposed to give, you never have enough, and you feel shame, guilt, hiding fear, and all that stuff coming up. So spending money becomes like a harrowing experience for you, right? And you begin to doubt your ability to budget effectively, or you'll suffer from weight or body issues which leave you feeling unworthy and uncomfortable in your own skin. So these two strong or weak areas can help you determine how you're doing in terms of this zone. Regardless, you're going to gain a lot from this talk that I'm giving you. But those two areas can help you gauge and have a little map of where you're going.
So now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about projections and shadows and how we can locate them, how we can locate how we're managing ourselves within the universe towards others. And then I'm going to lead you into a powerful meditation. Then I'm going to introduce you to five steps of how you can access this powerful energy. So if we talk about the first zone, the zone one, which really zone one deals with our physical energies and governs our basic human needs like survival, safety, security, and nourishment. Our mental and emotional health is associated with the root chakra. So if you see signs of an unbalanced root holding yourself, or low self-esteem, bad temper, stress, depression, anxiety, loneliness, and difficulty bonding with people, those are all the same signs and the same connection with that you need to, that you have a weak zone one and you need to strengthen it and make it strong. Now, physical signs of an unbalanced Zone 1 are usually sometimes headaches, lower back pain, joint pain, poor blood circulation, diarrhea, sexual problems, urinary problems, swollen hands and feet. Now, I'm not here to diagnose you, but I can tell you these are related because emotions and spirit and intellect, subconscious and conscious, are all interlinked together, and they send primary messages back and forth to each other. That's why if you go to a medical doctor and you get certain diagnosis or, you know, take care of things with pills, it doesn't always go away because you're treating the symptom and not the whole. So today I want to introduce you to the concept of archetypes. Very important concept. You know, the psychologist Carl Jung recognized that we're all connected to the collective unconsciousness through our subconscious mind. So he uses these archetypes from mythology to describe our unconscious behavior patterns. It's easy for us to recognize these archetypes as we see them in movies or, you know, read about them in books. However, when the thing is, we can also learn to see the archetypes in ourselves. As we become aware of our own destructive behavior patterns, then we can change them and thus, you know, kind of like come to that place of this awareness that can help us start living up to the fullest potential. So the zone, the first zone, has this archetype that there are three different archetypes associated to this root zone one chakra or sphera of Malchut. And the way Carl Jung explains it is that there's like the Earth Mother, the victim, and the bully, the first archetype. The Earth Mother is like a presentation of a balanced zone one, right? And the other two, the victim and the bully, are representation of an unbalanced zone one or root, right? So now let's find the archetype that represents your first zone. See if you have a balanced, deficient, or excessive energy in your root. So the thing is like this, the Earth Mother or the balanced zone one archetype, if you have a rooted and balanced energy in your root chakra, you feel grounded, protected, strong, and secure. You enjoy your life and you're being manifest to things you desire. You're healthy, have lots of energy, and you love unconditionally just like Mother Earth. But if you're in the victim, the deficient root chakra archetype, you have a deficient energy in your first chakra, you often see yourself as a victim and blame everyone else for things that are happening in your life. You're like the baby who needs to be nurtured by the mother, and you believe that you can't take care of yourself. Almost like at that primary stage, people with a deficient root chakra have a low self-confidence, low self-esteem, feel unlovable, are needy, and don't think that they can control or change a situation. Now remember, we have all of these in us at different times, and there's no perfect way to do this, and including myself, I'm feeling all of them all the time. It's just a matter of recognizing and being aware of it and nourishing that part that needs nourishment. So if you at any point the stuff I'm telling you is depressive, you're like, oh my god, I have all of this stuff, what do I do? I checked off all the seven zones in the Jadionic chart. Don't get depressed, because it's really, really the awareness and then being kind to ourselves and loving ourselves and nourishing ourselves until we get there slowly but surely. And there's no real final getting there, because we're always evolving. As one of my teachers said, we're not dealing with problems, we're just adapting, right? We're adapting to new ways of dealing with situations. So let's get back to getting back to this. Just a little heads up on removing any perfectionism that's coming up for you. We talked about the bully. The bully is like the excess root chakra archetype, right? So a person with an excess energy in the root chakra also suffers from a low self-esteem, but acts more like a bully. They're like very egoistic, materialistic, greedy, possessive, dominant, controlling, judgmental, and have biased opinions. For a bully, sex is about physical pleasure without any emotional attachment. So if you ever felt that, or you feel like you're in a relationship with someone like that, understand where they come from and what kind of healing that person might need. Now, when we talk about zone one archetypes and healing, if you don't have a balanced zone one, you tend to make yourself vulnerable and can either feel like the victim or act as the bully. And your root chakra healing with archetypes is about acknowledging the Earth Mother within you, or the grounded feature, the earth aspect of the element of the universe. And I've talked about this many times in Kabbalistic astrology, when you define your earth elements, right? And that's a whole separate talk, but if one of you is interested in getting to know, like, you know, the elements inside you from an astrological point of view, I can look into your chart and tell you from the 12 houses and your tikkun, your correction, past migrations of the souls, what element you have inside, what you need to incorporate more, and how you can make more of that. But that's more of a personalized session, which you can look me up on theportrayer.com, theportrayer.com. Back to this, it's about taking responsibility for your own life and realizing that you can take care of yourself and that you're capable of providing for your own financial and well-being. As you connect with your earth within you, you feel more safe, you feel nurtured, and you take care of yourself on all the levels. You'll be able to create physical and emotional security for yourself. When you understand which archetype that has been running your life, you can change it. Your awareness is the first step in the root chakra, or the first zone healing process. You do have choices, and you deserve the best in your life. So here's some helpful affirmations to connect with your earth mother. Number one is like, I'm safe in the world. Number two is, the world is friendly place. Is a friendly place. Three is, I'm deeply rooted in myself. And the fourth one is, I belong and have a right to be here. And the fifth one is, I'm able to stand up for myself. These are all very powerful affirmations that you want to repeat later. Write them down and repeat them later. Now, the one of the things I learned early on in my integration of the shadow that I might be carrying inside myself and projections. As you know, everything we see outside ourselves is really the concept of perception is projection. That means what you see on the outside, no matter how much that person also seems to have that quality, it's ultimately perception is projection. It's your projection of what you see of that person. Imagine you're like watching, you went to a wedding or something, and you're watching a video on the projector, and the projector throws off this image onto the screen. Now, a baby might look at the screen and say, hey, oh my God, look at that screen. And they might think the actual person or the images are on the screen. But you, that you know technology a little bit more, you'll understand that the images are being projected from the projector onto the screen. So our mind and our body and our subconscious is like a projector all the time. We're constantly projecting something outside and seeing it in other people and thinking that it's them, which puts us into victim consciousness. So the key is to realize that it's a projection. Your job is not to get rid of your projection. It's just to notice your projections, right? When you notice your projections, you're able to deal with them. When you notice your projection, you come out of victim consciousness and you're able to see inside the other person that which you carry inside yourself. Once you deal with your projection, you can deal with the emotional baggage, which is part of what I represent you with in the one-on-one sessions or the downloads that you do or the VIP day where you can meet with me one-on-one. Those are all where I help you get deep inside yourself with powerful subliminal shifts, meditation, hypnotic realms that I take you through so that you could really release the emotional baggage and then process it with the reconciliation of these opposites. There are various processes to do this. Like one approach is to reframe the shadow aspect you've identified into its positive aspect. For example, say you begin noticing people who have a lot of have a low flashpoint, or you know, you seem to get angry easily and quickly. At the same time, you consider yourself to be someone who is reasonable and rational. Ask yourself the question, what is the positive aspect of being quick to anger? Maybe you see that people who are easily angered are more expressive, you know, or they're more expressive emotionally, or maybe they are more intimately involved in life. So that could be the positive aspect of it. When you've identified the positive side of the shadow aspect, ask yourself, how might I be missing the positive quality? So even if you see someone that gets angry and you're like, for sure that's not me, I'm a very rational, calm person, right? Ultimately, the fact is that there's an imbalance. Meaning if you feel really triggered by that person's anger, there's still an imbalance inside you that can be healed, because remember, the anger and passion do come from the same energy source, right? What if there's an aspect of passion that you need and that person's anger actually awakens that inside you? What if you can act more passionately with more action towards things, and when you see someone getting angry, it reminds you of how much more of that passion you could have inside? So you might be the passive type being triggered by the aggressive type. Are you really balanced? Is it really the balance that you want to have? Or are you just calling yourself the good guy just because, you know, the other guy is the opposite extreme of you? So it's very important to recognize. And it's not so simple to recognize them easily at first. But once you work with your shadow and your projections, you can begin to do that. So, you know, the steps towards the integration of your shadow and reframing it are like, first is becoming aware of any negative qualities you're noticing in others that you don't think are part of yourself. Then make a list of these negative qualities. Next, write down the possible positive sides of each of these negative qualities, which is great because the universe provides you so much from other people that you can't stand that you can work on. So on a regular basis, you can totally work on yourself by just recognizing the projection in the shadows. And then finally ask yourself, how or where is this positive aspect lacking in my own life, right? Now, there's countless processes that you can do to release the emotional baggage and the charge that you have on different situations in life. whether it's your spouse, your friend, your son, daughter, mom, dad, partner at work. But after you release the emotional baggage, which is a process that I teach in my CD called, in my download called Achieving Emotional Freedom Now and Forever, which I highly recommend everyone get that CD immediately if you're dealing with like zone one. It will help you tremendously as you listen to it over and over over the coming weeks. It's great. It's got like five or six different chapters that primarily deal with massive stuff that comes up with the inner child, projection shadows, forgiveness processes, relaxation de-stressors, and really creating a powerful anchor for your solid emotional positive vibes inside your subconscious. So you can go there anytime with anchoring. Now, I recommend you get that CD called Achieving Emotional Freedom. But to begin for tonight, I want to give you a quick exercise that that you can do on your own. And the exercise is like this. It's a type of exercise to help you integrate your shadows. So first you imagine a character or person that represents the shadow quality, meaning someone that you feel like, you know, is bringing up your stuff. And then step into and become that character. This is all visual or with your imagination, sensation, vibration. You can do it auditorily if you hear sounds. Either way, it's fine. Step into and become that character. Then notice how it perceives the world and how it perceives you. So I want you to write these steps down and then do it later because I'm going to go really fast right now. And then what you want to do is return to yourself and offer these shadow qualities to Source or flow love to that character, thanking it for adding balance to your life. So the last step is primarily you return to yourself because now you've seen the world from that person's perspective. And when you do that, something shifts. It's perceptual positions in the process of NLP. And then after you do that, you return to yourself. And then you visualize yourself flowing love to that character, thanking it for adding balance to your life. Now, when you flow love to that character, what you want to do is make sure that the love is coming from the highest source of love and healing from your creator. So it's coming through you, not from you. Therefore, you're not running out in any way. You're not giving of yourself, you're giving through yourself. And that's a huge, huge consciousness shift when it comes to channeling and loving and healing and sending distant healing in general, which is part of a more advanced training that I'm not sure if you're, you know, the elite kind of are able to get into that. So I'm not sure if you, the listener, are there yet. But if that's something that you want to achieve, you can talk to me privately about that. Here's a couple of wonderful people that experienced the process of what I'm offering with the program and the home study programs. Here's their voices. They just wanted to let you know how they felt about it.
My name is Kaya Mehra, and I'm a yoga teacher and health guide. And I found out about the Real You Self-Discovery Center through Tanya, Shaheen's wife. She's a student of mine in one of my yoga classes and told me about how great this technique was that Shaheen practices and how, you know, it could really help me to transform my approach to my business. So the benefits of this program are evident. It's really a program to help you to reconnect to your spirit, yourself, your soul, to help you to figure out where it is in your life you're out of balance. And for most of us, you know, there's a few areas. But it's a program that's able to be tailored to your needs. And I think that's what makes it special, and that's what makes it work, and that's what's making people sign up. You know, in large numbers. It does involve a commitment. And I think for you to really receive the benefit in it, you want to commit, you know, to the process that's involved in it. So in this process, this is about breaking down those limitations that we have physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and then rebuilding. And so I started sessions with him, and it's been more than I've expected.
Thanks so much, Kaya, for sharing your experience with the downloads and the sessions. That's really wonderful. Now we're going to move on to the meditation that I'm going to share with everyone. It's a short meditation. It's about 5 or 6 minutes. And then after that, I'm going to share some more gifts with you and tell you more about the special offer. Okay?
So to begin, let's allow your eyes to comfortably close and come down into your breath. Into your body, relaxing your belly, softening your mind, feel the support beneath you. Connect with the ground below. And let it take your weight. Become aware of the sounds around you. Let them be there. Notice the light and shade, the air touching the surface of your body. Sense the sky above and the horizons stretching all the way round you. The earth below supporting you. Allow your mind to empty what it no longer needs to hold on to. As you take that deep breath in, on your exhale, let it go. Flow out and away. Allow your body to release what it no longer needs to hold on to. Let it go. Flow out and away. Draw yourself back from where you've been in your day. Draw your energies back home to your center. Ground yourself in this moment, here. Begin to sense this space around you. Breathe with the space and become aware of the rise and fall of your breath. It's coming and it's going. The sensations, sound, temperature, vibrations, feelings, the rhythm. Breathe down to where the weight of your body rests. Below the base of your spine, to your root, your chakra of belonging, Sfirat Malchut. Breathe into your root. Let it soften and gently expand on your breath, taking in nourishment and life force energy. And as you breathe down to where the weight of your body rests, below the base of your spine, to your root, your chakra of belonging, breathe into your roots. Let it soften and gently expand on your breath, taking in nourishment and life force energy. Allow your root, Sfirat Malchut, to connect down to ground below, deep into the earth. Realize that you're rooted and grounded, and invite the color red, the color of the earth. Bathe your root with red, empowering, embodying, grounding you in the here and now. Let your root take what it needs and say the words, I am here. I have a right to be here, as I am. The earth supports me. See yourself in the coming days as someone who feels comfortable, standing on your two feet. Feel yourself being in that wonderful state of empowerment, like you just can't fail. The success is yours. Imagine that it's all done. Feel, sense, or think of something that you want and imagine it already done, as if you've already arrived. Think of it in the past and get some pleasure out of the completion of that manifestation.
And stay in touch with your breath. Feel your breath once more. When you're ready, allow your awareness to move up to your belly, just below your navel. Your region of emotional intelligence, choice, creativity, movement, and pleasure. Breathe into your region. Let it gently soften and expand on your breath, taking in nourishment and life force energy. And invite in orange, the color of the setting sun. Bathe your being with orange, balancing, empowering, motivating. Let your zones be fed and say the words, I honor my needs. I distinguish between selfish and self-care. I allow myself to be nourished. And as you hear these words in a more sublime meditative state, more of your being, more of your parts are getting agreement to this allowance. And when you're ready, move your awareness up to the soft area below your breastbone, to your solar plexus, your region of personal power. Breathe into here. Okay, now softly come back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right into the next part of the talk, which I'm going to offer you some amazing gifts and special offers. So I've got two special offers for you. Offer number one is I'm giving away 10 spots, 10 20-minute coaching sessions to the first 10 people that email me. The email is info@jedionics.com, info@jedionics, JEDIANIX.com. First 10 people who email me with the subject saying 20-minute coaching session, I will go ahead and offer you my calendar so you can select a 20-minute coaching session absolutely zero cost free as a gift from me. This is normally valued at $100. And the other thing that I'm going to offer you is the program. You can buy the program, the Seven Zones Compass, the complete program, home study with meditations and all of the unique tools that I incorporate into, including Kabbalistic tools, chakra balancing, affirmations, deep connections built within a very manageable system, incorporating all of my unique experiences to help you get it at a simple level. And more importantly, it's instantly downloadable and available to go. If you like the CD version or DVD version, that's also available, but most people have been requesting just a pure download, and I'm happy to give that. The link will be available right here as you listen to the next piece. My dear community, by now you already know if the offer that I'm making you or if the connection that we have is of value to you, if you think that what I'm offering you and the stuff I'm talking about resonates with you from that deep place in your heart, if you connect with it, or you think it has any benefit for you, or if you want to buy it as a gift for a friend, now's the time. I'm going to give you a special offer. Now, the title of the program that I'm offering is called the 7-Zone Compass. So the 7-Zone Compass includes all of the 7 zones of the Jetionics human potential chart, with more than 9 hours of training on each section of the zone. So for each zone, there's about 1.5 hours of training. That way you can have the entire system. It's like having all of my teachings plus ancient wisdom from modern times, a compilation of every secret that exists in the universe compiled into a very simple method so you can understand it. So it's for someone, it's not just for people who are advanced meditators, but it's also for someone who is really doesn't know how to meditate at all at the same time. Because I've made it so simple that you can get there from building from the roots, from the scratch, and just scratch the surface and just go forward and forward and build on it every day. It's very easy to follow, very simple. And it's professionally recorded. I spent the last 15 years researching it, putting it together so that you can have it in an easy, simple way. I just want to let you know I've spent more than $2 million on my education to get here to present this to you. And I'm not counting the countless hours of creating it, putting it together, doing the research, and the production value. Those are just separate. So what I'm offering you is incredible. Now, normally I sell this program for $350 to $700, depending on, you know, the season and where I'm offering it. And today I have a special offer. It's a ridiculously amazing special offer. And the offer is for $97. And that's, if you're too shocked that I'm making that kind of offer, I understand. But the offer is only going to be good for a few days. So if you do want to get it, go to jetionics.com/special offer. jetionics.com/special offer. And it's jedianix.com/special offer. All right, and that'll be there for a short while. If you still decided that you wanted to get this program, but you didn't want to do it within the next few days, then you could still get it, but it'll be at the higher price. You will not be able to get it at $97 anymore. Also, I wanted to let you know that if you don't want to get the entire system, right, but you do want to download home study programs that are related just to one zone, like zone one, you can do that. That's available on my website, and I'll put the link right here on the page so you can go there per zone. And I have many different downloads starting from $5 to $50, and each one was recorded and designed specifically for the zone that, you know, that matches what you're dealing with, from zones 1 to 7. Thank you again so much for being part of my program, for listening to me on the radio. I feel so loved by just knowing you logged in, and that's really, really special to me. And for those of you who I know in person, I just want to say hello to you, and I'll see you either on the next time I speak on the radio with you, or in the sessions that we have together, or in the home study programs where, you know, you've made me a part of your living room or your bedroom as you sleep with the program, or you listen to it during the day. Whatever it is that you're doing, I'm just really proud of you. And once again, my name is Shaheen Jedian, and thank you so much for being part of this program.